This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering & Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a one-square-mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in six states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tipp City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tipp City, and many other locations in six states.
There's never been a better time to experience Mutual Federal in Sydney, Piqua, and Troy. You see, we have what you need. Whether you're looking for a commercial loan for your business, applying for your first mortgage, or searching for a checking account with the modern conveniences of online and mobile banking, let Mutual Federal offer you the perfect solution with a full range of products and services that help manage your finances. Open an account or apply for a loan today at Mutual Federal. To get started, just visit MutualFederal.com. Mutual Federal, a division of First Bank Richmond, serving Sydney, Piqua, and Troy since 1922. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
Put a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
Customers always come back to Guyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Yeah, I bought several new Jeeps at Guyer's, and I really appreciate the Guyer's approach to building relationships.
And for 100 years now, since day one, Guyer's has offered superb collision repair.
Absolutely, and I've benefited from that. The manager of that department has over 30 years' experience. Whether it's a fender bender, a scratch or dent, or an accident, Guyer's will make your car or truck look brand new again at a fair price.
Speaking of brand new, 3/4 of the vehicle purchases at Guyer's start online at GuyersInc.com.
We have great photos, true description of the vehicles, and also list the auto check history report right on our website.
And these internet-driven online Guyer's customers have been known to fly into Ohio, pick up the car they've selected online, and then drive it right back to wherever, right?
We had one this year flying from North Dakota, picked them up at the airport. Got them delivered, and they drove it right back.
The Guyer's reputation, from northern Shelby County all the way to North Dakota.
You know, at Guyer's, it's always service with a smile.
G-A-I-E-R-S, Inc.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system.
Long lead out to Brandewey. Spins, shot fake, hits it. Six-footer, Brandewey.
High school basketball is online and on the air on scoresbroadcast.com.
Bounce pass to Summerhoing, who comes out high, hits the cutter down the lane, caught low in the right by Mesher, twisting and scoring! Victoria Mesher, a bank shot from 5 feet. Good half-court offense run right there. A minute 14 to go, fourth quarter, 37-28 Fort Loramie. Ball lobbed in, Summerhoing, foul line, Jay. Good! Good! What a fourth quarter for Summerhoing. That could seal it.
Heard right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Fort Loramie girls won basketball state championship number 4 last March when once more they stole the show.
Stolen by Shadow. Maddie Shadow streaks the other way. Driving layup is in, and Fort Loramie's in command. Ball flared up ahead in the air to Hoing. Hoing finds an open player, open the left. And driving to the rim, Heitkamp drops it through. Hoing with a great pass. Summerhoing to Ariel Heitkamp. And the lead is swollen to 13. How about a 41-point state tournament semifinals and championship game for Avery Brandewey of Fort Loramie?
Yeah, well, she was the player of the tournament, that's for sure. And like I said, we get to watch her and Mesher come back and play next year.
And the buzzer sounds. Pandemonium. Fort Loramie girls whip the Waterford Wildcats. 42-29. Redskins coaches rejoice. Jubilation in the stands among the Fort Loramie fans. And Fort Loramie, despite a few key graduations, will return a wealth of talent again next season.
And Scores broadcasted the state tourney run in 2023 by the Rushi Raiders, who in March 2024 rebounded to do the same.
Rebound tip to York. Backcourt to Francis, off to Quinter. 10 seconds to go. Quinter zooms up the floor, zips into the lane. Quinter to the rack. He's got it. He's got it. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Here's a 40-footer of Richmond Heights. No good. And the first quarter comes to a close. The Raiders thoroughly outplayed the Spartans in the first 8 minutes. 13-8 Rushi after one on scoresbroadcast.com. Rushi not intimidated one bit. Richmond Heights huddling up at midcourt. Rushi Raiders giving everything the favored team wants and plenty more so far.
Obviously pulling for Rushi, but it's fun to see Division I teams get into the Division IV tournament.
On the arc to York. They open up the area in the paint. York spins and scores! 12-footer by Benjamin York.
Rushi kept firing home one deep triple after another.
Long three ball, Cordonier, high left, got it, got it. Braylon Cordonier floats in a trifecta. Braden Martin from 28. Woo! That was a bomb.
That was deep. Vince Borchers in the tournament has become a heck of a point guard for them. And my goodness, has he turned that spin move into a career.
Felix Francis, a senior for the Rushi Raiders, in a really good second half here today.
At 10 in the second half.
Hayden Quinter, SCAL Player of the Year. Boy, he paid his dues. He was second team all Shelby County League as a freshman. Braden Monin, also a senior. Those three young men are seniors. Wealth of talent. The three graduates, Braden Monin, Hayden Quinter, and Felix Francis. They'll be very tough to replace.
Oh, boy, they're going to be missed.
You can bet Rushi under head coach Spencer Cordonier, backed by that community of blue and gold, will be mighty good again next year in a new gymnasium, and we look forward to it.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It's the second game of two here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, featuring Botkins and Franklin Monroe. Another Division 7 boys regional semifinal. Botkins 19-6 on the year. Winners of 5 in a row, 8 of 11. Franklin Monroe 21-4. Jets have won 6 consecutive games, 9 of 11. Botkins was the 3 seed, Franklin Monroe the 4 seed. It is a toss-up contest here tonight. The winner has a date with Rushi on Saturday afternoon at 4 at Wright State University's Nutter Center in a regional championship for a berth in the state Final Four. Earlier here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, 55-16, was that the final, Chuck?
That was the final.
As Rushi defeated Westerville Northside Christian, a team which was stuck on 6 for about 16 minutes, 2 quarters of time.
Yeah, shut them out in the second quarter.
Rushi was absolutely unbelievable, especially Vince Borchers. He was marvelous. He was a machine.
Yeah, Borchers and Francis, those two young men had terrific games, but I'm telling you, Vince Borchers, not only did he score 21 points, but he took their leading scorer and didn't even give him a sniff. He didn't score until Vince was out of the game.
Another mark against the 7 divisions. The Westerville club that played Rushi earlier tonight finished third in its league. And as a result of not 4 divisions or 5 or 6, as a result of 7 divisions, Rushi's opponent was here in the regional semifinal and did not even win its league during the season.
Right.
Third in its own conference.
Yeah, but, I mean, these kids got to come out. They got to play in a regional semifinal. They got to get out here on the floor. They got to see the number one team in the state of Ohio. So, I mean, it wasn't a useless trip for them. I mean, that's going to be something they remember.
Botkins fresh off a 62-45 whipping of Jackson Center. Franklin Monroe down Fort Loramie. 38-32 wasn't easy. Botkins guards were excellent in the second half. Colin Dosick, Eli Pitt stole the show as Botkins eventually ran away with Jackson Center. And how about the performance put on by Franklin Monroe's E.B. Fall against Fort Loramie in that comeback 6-point win by the Jets over the Redskins? He had a great second half. Did Fall.
Well, he scored 2 in the first half and ended up with 21. So, yeah, he had a great second half. I was talking to a couple of the Botkins dads out in the hallway between games, and they said that, you know, they're thinking Jeremy Colton Plyman, they're wondering who he's going to be able to guard, but at the same time, they don't know who's going to be able to just guard him underneath. So, you know, I think it's going to be a good basketball game. Botkins plays their best game, though, they'll win.
Well, the point you make is that Franklin Monroe is pretty good sized, very mobile. They'll start Ty Riffle at 5'10 at a guard, but everybody else in the opening five is 6'3, 6'2, 6'1, and they move around all over the floor. Very versatile, interchangeable parts. Yeah, I wonder who Colton Plyman will guard in this game for Botkins.
Right, well, he may have to play like a one-man zone. You know, be inside and help and figure out who you're going to let shoot the basketball.
Well, you'd let E.B. Fall shoot the three if he'd launch him. But his bread and butter is taking the ball to the foul line and on in, and he's very good at dispersing it if you double-team him. Botkins has its hands full. Jets have their hands full with Colin Dosick, who is really excelling here in the tournament. His points per game average about halfway through the regular season was 17. It fell off to 14. Other players got the axe scoring the ball for Botkins. Dosick has been splendid taking charge here in tournament action, along with Eli Pitts, the sophomore. Botkins has so many weapons. Dosick and Colton Plyman and Noah Topp, they've seen Botkins go through the grind. They were in the 8th grade, 9th grade, when they saw Botkins win a state title and earn a berth in the regional. And they know it's a long job. You got to prepare for it, get ready in the summer, and it is a grind. And I think that experience for Botkins will bode extremely well. As we were talking a few minutes ago, somebody made the comment that Franklin Monroe's last appearance in the regional was 14, 15 years ago. We just did the research. It was 2011 when Franklin Monroe lost to a John Willoughby-coached Houston team in the regional tournament. Franklin Monroe beat Houston during the season. Houston beat Franklin Monroe in the tourney that year. Franklin Monroe, coached by Troy Myers, has been on the up and up. It's a good club. Very athletic. Botkins won't have an easy time tonight, I don't think.
No, I mean, I think it's going to be a good basketball game. The Shelby County League has kind of owned the WOAC a little bit, but, you know, this is the top of the league and the top of the league, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, strength of schedule, always a consideration. It's a factor tonight, but I'm not so sure, Chuck, after having played this many games, it's that critical of a point to be made. And Franklin Monroe has certainly earned its stripes.
Sure.
Good crowd settling in here at Vidalia Butler Student Activity Center. Maybe a better crowd here for game two than game one. A lot of folks from Shelby County are here. Just very good general high school sports fans are in the seats at Vidalia. And, of course, the Franklin Monroe throng from Dark County here, along with black and gold from Botkins. We'll return for more from the Student Activity Center here at Vidalia Butler in just a few minutes. Botkins Franklin Monroe Regional Championship, or I should say Regional Semifinal, at stake, a berth in the championship on Saturday against Rushi at Wright State. This is ScoresBroadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
Teaching children healthy financial habits is an important part of their development. It can have major impact on their future success. Help children learn and practice solid financial habits with an Osgood Bank Youth Savings Account. Open a youth savings account for the child in your life. And ask about our Learn Well program, which pays for good grades. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, osgoodbank.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
This Scores Broadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with Lacow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations. Home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on, and Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Botkin. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. Four locations, one solution. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. Securecom in Minster. S-E-C-U-R-com. Online at securecom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Well, something's got to give here tonight. Franklin Monroe averaging 57 points a game. Botkins in the last month is giving up points at a rate of only 37 per contest. Franklin Monroe will try to put the offense on Botkins. Fort Loramie wouldn't allow it. Fort Loramie stifled Franklin Monroe. Held the Jets to 38. Did lose the six. Redskins just could not generate enough production when they had the basketball. Botkins tonight will rely on Colin Dosick. He certainly is a big key to this game. Tough to guard, very experienced. He engineers the Trojans' attack. Head coach Phil Groves will want to keep the ball in his hands. From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. And for these two teams tonight, the key building components are as follows. Each club will try to control the pace. Each team has the capability to get out and go in transition when that opportunity does present itself, that's for sure. And who will guard E.B. Fall for Franklin Monroe? Botkins has its hands full with that young man, that's for sure. He is so athletic. Trojans have got to be wary of where E.B. Fall is at all times. Key building components here tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze can provide you with storm doors and garage doors that also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Thank you, Ken Francis, all the staff and associates at Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. Shelby County Veterans Services, 133 South Ohio in Sydney, provides many services to veterans and their eligible family members. Such services include VA claim assistance, transportation to VA medical appointments, our on-site food pantry, and emergency financial relief, just to name several. Shelby County Veteran Services here to ensure that you receive all the benefits you deserve. Don't hesitate to call our office at 937-498-7282, 498-7282, to schedule an appointment, or for more information, visit our website at ShelbyCountyVeterans.org. That's veterans, plural, ShelbyCountyVeterans.org, or look us up on Facebook. Hey, you served our country. We are here to serve you. And a big thank you to Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie, your new community go-to store. Schaefer Market, South Main in Fort Loramie, has truly gone local. Yep, we found out from you, the customer, what products you want to see on our shelves inside the market. So, for example, we now present Hunt Brothers Pizza, the Happy Pies, Winner's Meats, Weaver Brothers Eggs and Cheeses. At Schaefer Market, sample our hot daily lunches and the Market Deli Sub Shop, which features fresh-to-order subs, salads, and wraps. And you'll like our new station that serves up piping hot coffee. Plus, we offer a more varied selection of soft drinks. Stop by today, see all the new items, as well as your old favorites at Schaefer Market, formerly Wagner's. Locally owned and operated, Schaefer Market in Fort Loramie is your new community go-to store. Oh, how about basketball last night here on ScorersBroadcast.com? What a thriller. Anna down by 8 with a little over 2 minutes to go. Outscored its opponent, Tri-Village, 9-2. No, that doesn't make sense.
11-2.
Outscored them at 9 to overcome the 8-point deficit. Yeah, outpointed Tri-Village 11-2 in the last 2 minutes plus. What a story. Anna Chuck, 6-10 at one point, now 16-10. One win in a regional championship game on Saturday at 2 at Wright State against Marion Local. From being in the state final four after being 6-10 at one point, Rockets hung tough, held together, won some close games, started shooting, improved, and confidence built. And lo and behold, you reel off 10 straight. The scoring is extremely balanced now. Head coach Nate Barhorst always whips his team into shape come late February this year. It's end of the month of February, and here early in March. What a game. Jacob Feroz poured in three threes. Jacob was outstanding. It was a great interview with him after the contest. Evan Myers, we chatted with him after the contest, too. He made the game winner with 5.2 to go in the fourth.
Yeah, he had 14. He was terrific. And you want to talk about Ryland Flatfoot, a JV player for most of the season, is now getting lots of minutes with the varsity. He scored 11 last night. He had 9 in the first half, and he was the reason sparked them to be able to stay in the game. But just to see Coach Barhorst's face last night when that last shot rolled off and he knew he won, that was worth driving down here.
The defense on Sagister of Tri-Village was incredible. It was suffocating. Sagister spent a lot of the time in the second half with the ball, Chuck, trying to bait the officials for fouls.
Yep.
Because he just couldn't shake free. Somebody for Anna had a harness on him the whole night, and then a second player would shade him. Sometimes a third jumped him. That's what happened on the last play of the game. He wound up meeting resistance from three players, did Sagister, about 16, 17 feet away from the basket. Got off a sideways jumper. It was no good.
Yeah, I mean, they held him to 10 under his average. But Finkbein had a real nice game for him. When you guard somebody that closely and shut them down, somebody else is going to have the ability to pick it up. He had a good game, but holding Sagister down was the key to Anna winning that game.
That Tri-Village team had only lost a couple. Everybody on the entire roster returns next year.
Yep.
They're probably the preseason D6 favorite in this region to get to the state.
I would think so. Yep. Yeah, I would think so. Marion Local has got a lot of players back, too, that are pretty darn good.
Here is a tentative look at starting lineups tonight for the Botkin Trojans. Colin Dosick, 14 points a game at guard, 6 foot senior, with Eli Pitts, 8 a game, a soft out front. Noah Topp, 7 points per outing. He is a senior, 6'2", on the front line, along with James Steinke, 6 per game, 6'3", junior. Colton Plyman, 6 per outing as well, 6'4", senior. Pretty good three-point shooting right down through that starting five for Botkins. Dosik and Pitts and Top all at 35%, and Steinke at 33. For Franklin Monroe, Lucas Brenner, junior, 6'1", at a wing, 8 points a game. Ty Riffle out front at guard, 5'10", about 3 points per game for Ty Riffle, the senior. Eric Brenner, Lucas's brother, 16.3. He's a load, 6'3", 12th grader, and a power forward for Franklin Monroe. Ben Denlinger at a guard position, junior, 6'1", 5 points per contest. And E.B. Fall at 13.5, 8 rebounds a game, 6'3" senior, averages 3 steals per contest. He's a 70% free throw shooter. By the way, Eric Brenner shoots threes at a 35% clip off the bench. Blake Riffle at 34%. So both teams shoot the three ball pretty well.
Yeah, they do. And I mean, both teams in this environment with this background, that the team that shoots the threes the best tonight might be your winner.
And when you look at the glass from long distance here at Vidalia Butler, you are seeing spectators on the other side of that window in that three-row upper deck. So it's an entirely different visual than in your own gym in your own backyard.
Absolutely.
We'll return with more. Opening tip just around the corner. Botkins, Franklin Monroe here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Hey, golfers. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rob and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Starting lineups being introduced. Botkins in an unusual silver gray look, top to bottom. White numbers outlined in black. Franklin Monroe Jets, the home team on the scoreboard, wearing white with a lot of blue piping. Phil Groves, fourth year head coach here at Botkins, had to coach the girls program prior to beginning his stretch coaching boys. And prior to being on the girls' side, he had coached with Brett Meyer, boys basketball at Botkins, quite a few years back. And all Coach Groves has done in the last four seasons, including this one, has averaged 19 wins per campaign. Troy Myers, veteran head coach of Franklin Monroe. A lot of you folks will recognize the name. Records fell when Franklin Monroe defeated Newton in a boys' district semifinal as Coach Myers became the all-time winningest Franklin Monroe boys' varsity basketball coach. That was career win number 180. Franklin Monroe Jets shoot the threes. They've hit triples about nine times in six or seven games this year. And it's a club which knocked down nine threes on that night in winning over Newton at Pickles Garber Gym in the district tournament. The Botkins has got to guard the arc, that's for sure. Same token, the Jets have got to be mighty aware of Botkins at that three-point line as well. Franklin Monroe will go from left to right on your phone or computer screen as you use your imagination. Botkins from right to left. Here we go, opening tip. It is Steinke. It is fall. It's batted around, and Dosik has it for Botkins. Colin Dosik on the bounce up over the timeline. Throws it left side to Steinke. Steinke 25 feet away. Out of Colton Kleiman, who tips the pass top of the circle for top. It's wide, and it goes out of bounds. A lot of cheers from the far side. A Franklin Monroe Jets crowd on its feet. Turnover Botkins here in the opening 20 seconds. Franklin Monroe to midcourt, wearing zero on his jersey. Lucas Brenner picked up by Pitts. Steinke's got E.B. Fall. Steinke for Botkins. Checks Fall right of the circle. Ball pitched behind him by Fall to Lucas Brenner, who chucked up the three and missed it off the flange. Rebounded by Botkins. Colin Dosik down the floor. Feeds Noah top right corner. His line driver from three-point land is short off the iron. Long rebound though by Colton Kleiman to Botkins. Now to Dosik. Kleiman rolls. Dosik penetrates the lane, probes the middle. Scoop shot trickled off the rim. No good. Almost went in. Rebounded by E.B. Fall, who hurries down the floor. Herky-jerky move in the lane. One-on-one. Foul. Botkins. E.B. Fall gets two. He is so unorthodox, he creates havoc for the defense.
Well, you watch that, and you go, hey, the referees bailed him out, but not really, because he got to the rim.
Foul shot by Fall. Curls out. No good. No score in this game. We played 65 seconds. Free throw number two for E.B. Fall. He pushes it toward the iron. It's a little strong, a bit too much hump on it. In and out, no good. Botkins with the rebound. Steinke down the floor, high left. We are scoreless. 6:40 left to go, opening period. Dosik 30 feet away. Now Colton Kleiman back to the basket at 10 feet. He's doubled, throws to Steinke on the arc. He hoists up a three, too strong. Rebound, Franklin Monroe. Outlet pass down the right side to Eric Brenner. Intercepted by Noah Top. The pass was too far. Botkins back the other way. You hear Phil Groves, head coach Trojans, in the background. Oh, Dosik's got an avenue. He goes around E.B. Fall. Cuts to the rim. Layup is good. In the open floor, Dosik with a nifty drive.
2-0 Botkins. We played 2 minutes opening quarter. Deep left corner with the ball. It is ball for Franklin Monroe. Goes beneath the basket, almost out of bounds. Flips it this side of the court to Ben Denlinger. Ben Denlinger throws opposite to a teammate, and Botkins guilty of blocking. It's Common.
Caught it on Steinke. He stuck a hand in before the contact happened, so they called the foul on him.
Steinke and Top have the two fouls so far for Botkins. Ball inbounded into the lane to Ben Denlinger. No shot, though. Flips on the arc to Riffle. Riffle darts down the paint right to the cup. Feeds it high off the backboard. Good defensive rebound, Colton Kleiman. And he's fouled by Franklin Monroe.
Wow, I'm not sure how he could miss it that badly.
Franklin Monroe hurried that last shot. It looked like the driver, Riffle, panicked a little bit, felt the defense, and pitched it off the backboard too hard. Botkins with the ball. 2.5 minutes gone. First quarter. Top of the circle. It is pitched. Nearly walked. Gave it up to Noah Top. Ball on Top at the moment. Hand-to-man defense for the Jets. Here's Steinke. Outside the arc to Dosik. Back to Steinke in the left corner. Ball pried loose for the Jets. Out of bounds. Franklin Monroe gets a piece of it. And Botkins will throw in. 5:12 to go first quarter. Opening 3 minutes of jitters experienced by both teams. Dosik has the ball at long range. Into the middle of Colton Kleiman. He's doubled, twisting, turning. Pitches on the arc to Steinke, unloads. It clanged off the iron. Weak side rebound to Riffle. Up to E.B. Fall for the Jets. Fall's got to be stopped. Oh, he does a spin move in the lane. A virtual 360 for 2 points.
That was sweet.
You got to slow him down. Pitching with two guys, make him give it up every now and then anyway. We're tied at two. Eli pitch at the elbow on the right. Goes to Top in the right corner for Botkins. E.B. Fall on Top, 25 feet away. Here's Dosik back to Top, who sets and shoots. Around and out. Tough break. Rebound down to Lucas Brenner. Brenner scoots up the floor. Stripped on the play by Dosik. One-on-one against Riffle. E.B. Fall from behind. Gets a piece of it. Loose ball rebound Jets, but the player did not get reestablished on the court of play. He's ruled to be out of bounds. And Botkins will throw in baseline right of the rim. Nearly half the first quarter gone. Game tied at two. Top of the circle pits. Here is Will Monin, who's checked in now for Botkins. Monin, 6 foot crush. Gives it up to Dosik. Oh, a bad pass, cross court, intercepted by the Jets. And then sticking up from behind the ball handler, Riffle. Pitch and Dosik put the squeeze on the Franklin Monroe player and take it right away. Dosik into the right corner to Steinke. Back to Dosik, open look, trifecta, hit the back iron. Rebound saved, inbounds by Tucker Holskamp of Botkins. He flipped it in backwards style, but right to a Jets player.
First one to 10.
3.5 to go, first quarter. We're tied at 2. Neither team shooting it well. We commented in the pregame about the newness of this background. It is unique for shooters out on the floor, not like your own high school gymnasium. Deep left corner, Franklin Monroe's got it. They shoot the three. And that one's pumped up there by Lucas Brenner. Strong. Weak side rebound. Ty Riffle. The little guard cuts to the basket and rolls it in over the front of the iron. Two-pointer Riffle. As he sliced and diced his way through a crease in the Botkins defense after getting the offensive board. 4-2 Jets. Far left side. It is Eli Pitts. Now to Tucker Holskamp. Right wing to Monin. Will wants to drive, can't do it. Goes to the elbow to Holskamp. Backs his defender down. Muscles to the rim. Couldn't get it to go, but it is a two-shot foul for Tucker. Holskamp, a six-foot junior, has gotten more and more playing time as the season has progressed. He was on the floor just for a moment or so against Jackson Center before he launched in a long three ball. His free throw here is good. 4-3. Franklin Monroe up. Steinke checks out for Botkin. Second shot upcoming for Holzkamp. Three bounces, arches it toward the rim, and it's right down through the cylinder. Deadlocked at four. Only 2:33 left to go here in the first quarter of play. Points hard to come by. Neither team shooting it well. Defenses have dominated. Lucas Brenner on the arc. Rotates it to Blake Griffel. Down the left side of the lane to Fall. Fall starts to drive, dumps it to a three-point shooter. Here's a long one by Eric Brenner. It hit the rim, kicked away, rebounding foul over the back on the Jets.
This is a pace that Franklin Monroe likes.
I think so, Chuck. Trojans would like to pick up the pep in their step a little bit if they could. 2 minutes to go, first period, even up at four. Out of the arc, it's top. Overplay by E.B. Fall. Couldn't get the steal. Then the ball is popped in the air by Eric Brenner, and the Jets get the loose leather. Down the floor, it is E.B. Fall. Gives it up on the arc to Ben Denlinger. Near midcourt, it's dealt to Lucas Brenner. Goes high post to Fall. Top on him. Good matchup right there. Fall on top. Top on Fall. 1:36 to go, first quarter. 4-4 tie. Here's Fall, 25 feet away. Little jab step to the right, goes left, then retreats. Coming out to catch is Brenner. He's got up a pitch. Here's Holzkamp on Blake Riffle. Blake Riffle maneuvers down the lane. Left-handed runner, no good. Stick back, yes. Eric Brenner for the Jets.
Nobody put a body on him.
6-4. Botkin's down 2, 1:04 to go here in the first quarter. Ball thrown right to the Franklin Monroe bench after the Jets deflected it off the court of play. Modkins top will throw in down to our left. We are seated at about the 40-yard line at the volleyball stripe at the north end of the court here at Vidalia Butler, situated on the east side. Here is Dosik spinning, twisting, foul line, Jay. Bingo! Colin Dosik does his thing. Six apiece. 47 seconds to go here in the first quarter. E.B. Fall, midcourt. He's handling the ball a lot for the Jets. Oh, he's got a little bit of an avenue. There he goes. Blistering down the left side of the lane. Just one in off the backboard. What a play by E.B. Fall. He's got to be slowed down. You need to squeeze him with two every now and then. Here's Pitts on the arc to Holzkamp. He's left open. Short. Rebound Jets, who are up 8-6. 19 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Lucas Brenner looks at head coach Troy Myers. And the team in white will play for 1, 9, 8, 7. E.B. Fall is positioned low on the left with the ball. Lucas Brenner out high. Down to a second to go. Don't think they'll get a shot away. Whistle, foul, Botkins. A tenth of a second remaining in the opening quarter. And the Jets will have the ball here at side court.
Now this is going to have to be a tip. You can't catch and shoot with .1.
I wonder if Franklin Monroe is aware of that. E.B. Fall should throw this from out of bounds toward the basket and see what results. And instead, it's a long handoff to Blake Riffle, and the first quarter finishes. Franklin Monroe 8, Botkin 6 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or Set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
It's a real good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before a change in the weather gets a firm grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie has a huge tire sale that you'll never get tired of. Big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and Cooper. Free pickup and delivery, too. Just phone 937-295-3971 and talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie.
And thank you, Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. We've been styling for 40 years at Cutaway at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. We will style, you will smile. Beautiful hair, beautiful care offered by the stylists at Cutaway, Renee Mesher, Chris Siegel, Kathy Wilson, Deb Gubo, owner and stylist. Handicapped accessible. Yep, 40 years styling at Cutaway Styling Salon. We will help you create your style. Come out styling at Cutaway Styling Salon, 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. The Jets of Franklin Monroe have possession starting quarter number two. 8-6, Jets lead. Here's a drive from the left corner. Oh, a nice entry. Beautiful dish. Finishing for two is Trey Wilson. He looked good in off the bench for Franklin Monroe against Fort Loramie. 6'1 senior Wilson notches a bucket. And the lead is 10-6. Jets up four. Biggest spread in this game. Here is Botkins throwing opposite side of the court to Colin Dosick, who finishes off that pass with a three-point bomb that is perfect. Colin Dosick pours in a triple, 10-9, in favor of the Jets, who dribble down into the right corner, throw it to Wilson at the foul line. He got a running start heading toward the rim, and he was whistled for a travel.
Yep, yeah, he got three or four steps in, then he did the Heisman pose, and then they called the travel.
Botkins down four. A possession to go. Produced a three ball from Colin Dosick. He looks good. He's off to a fine start here in this game. He exudes confidence running the show for the Trojans. Here's top of the circle to Plamen, right wing to Steinke. Now Dosick, who fakes left, goes right. Leaves it for Steinke. 6:35 to go in the second. Steinke drives, dishes left corner. Dosick shoots up a three. No good. Weak side rebound by Franklin Monroe, which throws it away. Pick off of Plyman. Two-on-two break. Dosick dragged a pivot foot. No call. Might have walked, got away with it, then threw it away. E.B. Fall coming back for the Jets. Franklin Monroe sets the attack as Fall delivers the ball on the arc to Lucas Brenner. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. Lou scoring game. Right side of the floor, it's Brenner. Straight away to Lucas, gives it to Eric Brenner. They play pitch and catch 30 feet out on the court. Here's Trey Wilson. Ball dealt to Eric Brenner. He curls, foul line. Oh, the ball is smacked away. Stolen. It is Dosick. Long outlet to Pitts. Pitts barges in from the left wing. Hooking foul. As Pitts took it to the rack. He's got two free ones coming. The chance for Botkins to go on top.
Yeah, Pitts almost got that in. I can't believe he got the ball up on the rim the way they grabbed his arm.
10-9, Franklin Monroe. 5:43 left in the second. Couple of free ones for Eli Pitts. It is good. And we're tied at 10. 10 each. Second free throw for Eli. The left-hander dips the knees and swished them both. He wasn't bothered by that shooting background one bit. 11-10, Botkins with five straight points. 5:38 to go here in the second quarter. E.B. Fall, top of the circle. Gives it up outside the arc on the left to Eric Brenner. That of Blake Riffle. Riffle in off the bench, a 6'1 sophomore. Right wing, Eric Brenner. Brenner went toward the basket, then drove back out to the top of the key, and head coach Troy Myers of Franklin Monroe says, we are stymied at the moment. He gets his timeout. Botkins 11, Franklin Monroe 10.
5:16 left in the second on scores.broadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
So many thanks on Scores broadcast to Barker Insurance, located north of I-75 on 25A, south of Anna, north of Sydney. Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation, second to none. We represent companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and more. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Franklin Monroe with the ball after the timeout called by head coach Troy Myers. 5 minutes even left to go here in the second period. Botkins is up 1-11-10. Both teams playing this offensively close to the vest. Shots at a premium. Good shots. Here is Franklin Monroe starting to penetrate. Out of control. Blake Riffle passed it off, but after he did, he jarred a Botkins defender and ran right through him.
I'm not sure who you give the charge. Take the charge at. He knocked two people down.
He sure did. And Botkins gains possession. Franklin Monroe has seen Botkins reel off 5 points in a row and take an 11-10 lead with 4:44 to go in the second quarter. Noah Top between the rings for Botkins. That phone number for Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. 492-1857. Stop by Barker Insurance, which can help you with your insurance needs. Noah Top, left baseline, on top to Pitts. Pitts penetrates around one man, another, to the rack. Oh, it wouldn't go in, but he was bumped. Eli Pitts pretty active here in the last couple minutes. Foul Lucas Brenner. Pitts coming off two makes at the stripe. He's got two more here. Botkins up by a point. 4:20 to go, second quarter. Number one, Barker Insurance, and that is for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Good sign for Botkins. Free throws going in. 5 of 5. Shot to Pitts was pure. 12-10 Trojans, 6 points in a row. Second shot for the southpaw, all net. Botkins looking comfortable at the free throw line in this game. 7 straight points for the Trojans, who lead it 13-10. E.B. Fall needs to become more active for Franklin Monroe. He doesn't get the ball. He's standing alone on this side of the court. Opposite side is Lucas Brenner with it. He plays pitch and catch with Ty Riffle. Eric Brenner sets the screen top of the circle. Ball lobbed, mid-post to Fall. Here comes the double team. On the arc to Lucas Brenner for three. It hits the heel, no good. Rebound right corner. Ty Riffle can't trace it down. It's off the palm of his hand, and Botkins will bring it down the court, leading by three. You feel a momentum shift here in this second quarter. 7 straight points for the Trojans. Here's Dosik, top of the circle, pulls up the elbow on the right. Swish! Jump shot, Colin Dosik. Oh, that was pretty.
Nice. Yeah, right there. Elevate, shoot the jumper.
Made me think of the Evan Myers game winner last night for Anna. 15-10, Botkins. Now 9 in a row. Long three, high right by Eric Brenner. It hit the backboard first, then the rim. Long rebound to the Jets who throw it away. Botkins has taken E.B. Fall out of the game at this moment.
Well, they have to talk about that because I'm sure that Loramie felt like they took him out of the game too. And he got 19 in the second half.
Botkins getting the job done right now, up 5, 3 minutes, 15 seconds to go, second quarter. Dosik patrols this club. He's got the ball top of the circle. He's not greeted by a defender. He uncorks the three wide left. Colton Plyman to work on the inside. Colton Plyman, offensive rebound by CP. Colton Plyman, a big goal. 7-point lead, Trojans. 2:50 left, second quarter. Here's E.B. Fall, wants to penetrate. Oh, he's covered up by 2-3 guys. He's got to get rid of it.
Throws it on the arc to Ben Denlinger. Outside the arc on the left to Eric Brenner. What did Franklin Monroe have after one, Chuck, after one quarter?
8-6, they had the lead.
2 points for the Jets here in quarter number two. There's a mistake. Bad play. Ben Denlinger, clearly a moving screen, 35 feet from the goal.
So starting to get a little frustration now out of Franklin Monroe, especially offensively.
Indeed. Trojans have gained control. Defensively, Botkins has been superb here in quarter number two. Trojans up 7. Botkins was down 10-6, 11 straight by the black and gold. 2:25 to go, second period. Here is Colin Dosick outside the arc of the left to the three-point shooter, Will Monnen. Good! Will Monnen, wow. He nailed that one from out on Dixie Highway. 20-10, Botkins by 10. The score doubled. 14 straight points for the Trojans. Top of the circle, Ben Denlinger on the weave. Hands it off on the play to Brant Philbin, who's in. A good three-point shooter. Now to E.B. Fall. E.B. Fall fades away out of his range. 22-footer way short. Rebound Botkins. Oh, what a bounce pass. Oh, threading the needle. Dosick hits Noah Top on the run. Driving layup short. No good. He's hacked on the arm, and he'll get two. That was the delivery of the night right there. Colin Dosick threw a seed, a long one bouncer on a hop to Noah Top. A couple of free throws for Noah. It is around and out to the left. Botkins up 10, 20-10. Here in the second quarter, Chuck, what, 14-2, Botkins?
Yes.
Second shot to Top. He's got it. One of two that trip. 21-10 in favor of Botkins. 1:45 to go, second quarter. Franklin Monroe's E.B. Fall has been shut down in quarter number two. He wants to drive, can't do it. Two men trapped him. He gives it up right corner to Eric Brenner. Out high. It goes to Brant Philbin. They work the weave to Fall. Dosick on Fall. Fall into the lane. He's choked off. Gives it to a teammate who staggers and walks.
8 turnovers now for Franklin Monroe.
Oh, Botkins with a good final 80 seconds. Could be up by as many as 14 or 15 points. Botkins will bring it down. The white-clad Franklin Monroe Jets reeling at the moment. Not generating any offense. Here's Colin Dosick. Oh, he whips the defense down the right side of the paint. Shot it too hard. Rebound is reeled in by Franklin Monroe over the shoulder. Foul by Botkins. Colton Kleiman tagged the Jets player. 109 to go here in the second. 21-10 Botkins. Franklin Monroe in backcourt. It's Ty Ripple and E.B. Fall. Fall wanders to the foul stripe, gives the ball up, and Fall comes out to catch it. Eli Pitts guards him at the moment. Now Trey Wilson. 53 seconds to go, second quarter. Botkins up 11. Franklin Monroe led early on in this quarter by 4. As they tally the first 2 points of quarter number two. Here's Fall. Oh, nice pass. Backdoor cut by Franklin Monroe. Nifty dish on the play by Fall, who fed teammate Eric Brenner. He was whacked across the arm as he took it to the cup, and he'll shoot two. And the Jets need these free throws in the worst way. Plyman picks up foul number two. 33.2 left, second quarter. 21-10 Botkins. Couple shots. Eric Brenner. He eyes the goal and connects. Eric Brenner, 77% free throw shooter on the year for the blue and white, 6'3 senior. Leads the team in scoring, 16.3. Second foul shot by Brenner is arched up and in. 21-12. Bodkins ahead by 9. 30 seconds to go, first half. Trojans obviously playing for one. Dosick walks it up. E.B. Fall nearly steals. E.B. Fall poked it out of bounds. He came storming right into the scorer's desk. I almost had to step aside. I would have had Fall drawn up and over the desk.
That would have been neat.
18 seconds to go, second quarter. Dosick has the ball 35 feet away, being dogged by Fall. There's a long pass thrown way up in the air. It's a bad one. Franklin Monroe steals, and then it's taken back by Dosick. 7 seconds to go. Dosick to midcourt. To Monin for a triple. Short, no good. Rebound Botkins, a second to go. Three ball by Dosick. Bouncing, no good. Hit the rim backboard. Wouldn't have counted. Had it gone in, it was late. First half in the books. Very good second period by Botkins, which leads 21-12 over Franklin Monroe after two quarters here on scoresbroadcast.com.
Dave Nagel Excavating, just west of Sydney, got its roots in 1986 when Dave's father, Kenny, started the business on the side from the ground up.
My dad began to scratch the surface in the field of excavation over 60 years ago when there was a true art to being a heavy equipment operator. He only had his skills to rely on, not the technology that we have today. When I was about 22, my dad took me on full-time.
Kenny Nagel offered his son Dave some early advice.
Dad would come by my job site and let me know how I could be more efficient on the job. He inspired me to be more productive for the customer, to accomplish things right the first time and in less time.
Today, Dave Nagel Excavating has succeeded in a big way, serving as site contractor for Rushi, Versailles, and Tri-Village school expansion projects. Additional work has grown. Superior Aluminum in Rushi, Hartzell Propeller in Piqua, and numerous other businesses in the region.
Dave Nagel Excavating is a family-owned business. We are dedicated to creating lasting relationships with every client based on a foundation of trust and quality work.
Dave Nagel also donates time, work, and materials for many community projects.
My son, Dave Jr., will be the third generation to continue shaping the earth to meet your needs.
Dave Nagel Excavating on State Route 47, west of Sydney. We offer you peace of mind while being very mindful about what you value most and need to protect.
Protecting your home, vehicles, business, and family. That's what we provide at Roderman Insurance.
We all live in a busy world today, and Agent Nate Barhorst of Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie says that Roderman's very flexible approach to customer service means you can relax.
We'll do what it takes to walk you through a claim, giving you the peace of mind that our coverage plan will do the job and take care of you at the time of loss.
Some of Roderman's major growth has occurred in the ag community.
We have found our local farmers benefit from our review, so we can make sure we cover buildings, equipment, livestock, and grain, and have the proper insurance plan in place.
Roderman is committed to serving you.
We love helping people protect what is most important to them. We make sure a comprehensive coverage plan is in place at a good price.
Roderman Insurance in Fort Laramie is part of the Reese Insurance Group, which is in Sydney and Piqua, too. Online at Reese, R-U-E-S-E, insurancegroup.com.
We have a passion for what we do. We believe it shows, and you will see the difference.
Our agents are available by text, email, and phone. Call our office at 937-295-2131. Roderman Insurance, 311 North Main in Fort Laramie. Do you want your car to look darn near brand new again? Hyatt's Details and Rentals on Route 66 in Newport can refresh your vehicle just the way you want it. Paint protection, scratch removal, waxing and polishing, rims, grills, bumpers, and more. Hyatt's will shampoo and fluff your carpet and give the inside panels and dash a great-looking glow. Hyatt's professional window tinting enables you to choose from many shades for a sleek look and added privacy. No detail too small for Hyatt. Details are our business. Cars and campers, trucks and tractors, boats and buses, even semis. Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport renews the appearance of anything on wheels. 937-295-5268. The best and most popular detailing service for 50 miles around is Hyatt's Details and Rentals in Newport. We'll put a smile on your face and a shine on your car.
This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We are your radio on your phone for high school sports. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. Rushi devoured Westerville Northside Christian in game one, 55-16. Here in game two, Botkins 21, Franklin Monroe 12. Sounds like a halftime football score. It's a round ball game. Offenses got off to a slow start. Botkins very good second period as the Trojans have shut down the Jets. Colin Dosick is igniting the fire for Botkins. I think the Trojans' tourney experience is beginning to separate itself from Franklin Monroe. Our halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie.
Well, team stats, 10 rebounds for the Jets. Botkins has 7. Both teams have 2 offensive rebounds in the first half. Jets turned it over 9 times. Trojans 5. Botkins 7 of 8 from the free throw line. Franklin Monroe 2 of 4. Individual scoring, Brenner and Fall each have 4. Wilson and Riffle have 2. They scored 8 and 4, 12 for the first half. Colin Dosick leads the Trojans with 9. They got 4 out of Eli Pitts off from the free throw line. A 3 by Monin. Muleskamp had 3. And Top had 1. They scored 6 and 15 and lead it 21-12 at the half.
Trojans, Chuck, should be in good shape if they can continue that emphasis on E.B. Fall.
Well, I mean, he is a second-half player, and boy, they have absolutely got to keep him in check, especially early here in the third quarter.
Yeah, he's got to be shadowed by Trojan defenders, that's for certain. Halftime score, Botkins 21, Franklin Monroe 12. Halftime report brought to you by Schnipple Construction and by Borchers Family Floor Center here on ScoresBroadcast.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnipple Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnipple Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnipple began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnipple, the president of Schnipple Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnipple Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnipple is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnipple is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippleconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnipple Construction in Botkins, building excellence.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
Put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. And now, Burke supplies propane. It's the green energy choice. Clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire and request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke, B-U-R-K-E, petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. Put Burke to work.
Well, as Chuck and I were talking seconds ago, which team will get the better start here at the outset of the third quarter? Franklin Monroe desperately needs it, and the Jets have sunk back into a zone defense, perhaps, as we start playing the third. Bodkins goes to work, top of the circle, top. Good bounce pass to Steinke. Couldn't get it to go down. Hung on the rim, fell off. Rebound to E.B. Fall of Franklin Monroe. Fall down the floor to the three-point shooter, Lucas Brenner, in the right corner. And he missed everything. Jets just not comfortable shooting the basketball.
Well, that was a 28-foot jump shot that went 22 feet.
30 seconds gone here in the third. Here's Eli Pitts taking a shot. A deep triple. It banged off the rim. It was actually Dosik who shot it. Pitts scampered hard to get the rebound. He was blasted from behind. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to Bodkins, right of the basket. 9-point lead, Trojans. They held Franklin Monroe to 4 in that second quarter. Dosik being checked now, but Blake Riffle, 25 feet out. Dosik gives up a dribble, goes to Kleiman, mid-range, 12 feet away. Kleiman working, ducks under. Did he walk? Was he hooked? Let's see what's been called. It's a foul, a reach-in against Franklin Monroe, not in the act of shooting. Ball out of bounds, baseline right of the basket. Jets coaching staff didn't like the call, thought it was a steps violation. Ball lobbed in midcourt, handled there by Pitts. Pitts veers his way into the lane, stops below the foul stripe. Noah Top follows him, hand off the top, good look from 15, right on the button.
Yeah, that's what they need. That was Top's first basket. They need him to get off here in the second half.
Noah Top drills one from a half a step inside the foul line. 6:46 to go, third quarter. The 11-point leader of Bodkins matches the 11-point cushion earlier at 21-10, late in the second. Top of the circle, E.B. Fall gives it up, gets it back. He's got his back to the basket, 17, 18 feet away, looking for a back cutter. Here's an open three by Eric Brenner as Bodkins missed the interception, left him open. Shot no good off the heel. It ricochets out of bounds.
Yeah, they lunged. They missed. He missed.
The Jets are cold. Bodkins defense having a lot to do with that. Here is Bodkins attacking. The weave is on. Pitts, Dosik. Fakes the pick and roll to Plyman. Goes opposite corner to Pitts. Open look. Trifecta territory is good. Woo! What a shot by Pitts. Great game for Eli. Here's a dribble drive. E.B. Fall took it 80 feet the other way. He caught the inbounds pass. Was on a mission. Blazed the trail. Was out of control. Was bailed out. Ruled a defensive foul in Bodkins. And it is said to be in the act of shooting. Now the officials confer, and they'll talk it over. 26-12 after the long tray by Pitts of Bodkins. 14-point spread. Biggest for Bodkins in this game. And the officials vote on it. 2-1. Not a shooting foul. Hurricane! Franklin Monroe inbounds below the basket. It's thrown way out, head of the key to Ben Denlinger, hand off on the play to fall. Botkin's guards playing extremely well again in this game, as they did in the district final. Here is a tumble of spill at the top of the circle. Two white jerseys went down, so did a Botkin shirt, undercutting foul, and Franklin Monroe, and that's another empty offensive set.
Yep, didn't another one there where they didn't even get a shot.
26-12, Botkin's up by 14 with 5:47 to go here in the third. Well, one more little spurt here by the Trojans, and Botkin's can put this game away. Here's Top on the weave, two pitch, down to Dosic. Dosic wanted to go down the right side of the floor. Credit to Top, deep right corner, triple. It hit the flange, kicked in the air, tipped away in the corner, rolling out of bounds, off Botkin. Coming down the floor, the Jets of Franklin Monroe, which have not been able to sustain much offense since middle part of the first period. 4 points by Franklin Monroe in the last 15 minutes of this game. Deep right corner, it is Ty Riffle with the ball. Straight away to Blake. On a weave, it goes to number three, Eric Brenner. Open look, 17-18 footer, a long two, danced on the rim forever, and it went down. Timeout called, Troy Myers of the Jets, who needed that roll on the shot by Brenner. 5 minutes left, third quarter, Botkin's up a dozen. On scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Rinderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
Jewelry and watch repair, too. Phone 937-526-5557. The Jewelry Barn at 575 East Main Street in Rushi.
Just a nice little shop.
Well, before that last made field goal by Brenner of Franklin Monroe, the Trojans had been up 26-12. It's now 26-14 as Botkin's, after the timeout, powers the ball down inside to Colton Kleiman, who backs down the defender once, twice, and it was an offensive foul on Colton.
But they called. It looked like a flop to me.
Could maybe have been a travel on Kleiman, but the call does go against Botkin's. It's an offensive foul. Top of the circle, Eric Brenner feeds it near side to Ben Denlinger. He bombs away. Good! Ben Denlinger, a triple. Five in a row. Here come the Jets. 26-17 Botkin's. 4:23 to go in the third. Here's Dosic, head of the key to Steinke. Open look. Three-pointer. Buries it. Steinke. Good assist by Dosic.
A big basket.
29-17 Botkin's, half the third quarter gone. E.B. Fall, top of the circle. He shoots a triple. It swirls around and comes out. Rebound tipped around, back to Fall. On the arc to Brenner, midcourt to Ty Riffle. The Jets reset, 3:50 left in the third. 12-point game, Botkin's in the lead, 29-17. Jets go to Fall, opposite side of the floor. They clear out for him, and quickly Botkin's covers him up with three. Fall gave it up, got it back, tries to wedge his way in. Baseline left to the basket. He's pinched on the play with Steinke. Common foul. Botkin's, three on each team here in the third.
He called three!
3:37 to go in the third quarter. Botkin's 29, Franklin Monroe 17. Ball lobbed into Ben Denlinger. High right to Fall. Cross court to the three-point shooter. It takes forever to unload. It's Ty Riffle. Botkin's dared him to pump it. It is no good. That's the scouting report coming through right there. Botkin's hustles up the floor, gives it left side to Pitts. And he eyes the three. It skimmed off the rim. Rebound, far side of the court, out of bounds to Botkin's. 3:15 left in the third. Trojans up 12, 29-17.
Well, when you have to look at a three that long, you probably aren't going to make it.
Yeah, Riffle had a good look for several seconds. Here's Holzkamp, baseline right for Bogdan. Nice. As the Jets went for the steal, Holzkamp pivoted, had the good look from 12, baseline right, and nailed it. Nice shot by Tucker Holzkamp. Boy, I tell you what, his minutes on the floor are extremely efficient for Botkins, which leads at 31-17. Here's a sloppy play by Franklin Monroe. Holzkamp on his knees, digs it off the hardwood, up the floor to Dosik. Dosik right corner, three again by Botkins. Steinke is into the act. Steinke with a triple. Woo! Botkins warming up. Trojans have doubled the score. 34-17. Franklin Monroe down big to Botkins. 2:30 left third quarter on scores.broadcast.com.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
So once again, Botkins is hot. Franklin Monroe is not. And the lead is the largest for the Trojans. 34-17, 2:25 to go, third quarter of play. E.B. Fall has been shut down by the Botkins D. He exploded in the second half against Fort Loramie. In fact, he had 18 of the 26 for Franklin Monroe in the second half in that game. Here's a big, long three-point shot pumped in from long distance by Eric Brenner. After the timeout, the Jets set him up. And he sent one right down through the twine from triple territory to make it 34-20. Top of the circle, Steinke, handoff on the play to Dosik. It's loose. The ball rolls down the floor. The Jets have it. Dosik gets it back. Foot race. Dosik and Fall up to Pitts. Pitts baseline right to the rack. Missed it. No good. Point blanker bounced around. Fell off. Rebound is poked out of bounds. The officials conference. Who will get possession? Botkins ball.
They won the coin toss.
A minute 36 to go here in the third quarter. 34-20. Botkins. Franklin Monroe led after 1-8-6, led 10-6 early on second quarter. Botkins has dominated ever since. Inbounding is Tucker Holzkamp, finds Noah Top cutting to the rim. Oh, he missed a cripple. Ooh, an easy one. A couple close-in shots blown in succession, but Botkins. Long three, Franklin Monroe, right corner. Quick trigger, Ben Denlinger, no good. Denlinger way off the mark. Tie-up held ball and a rebound. Jets will get it. Minute 24 to go, third quarter. 34-20, Botkins. Baseline right of the rim, ball lobbed in. Head of the key to Denlinger. Near side to Fall. It goes out of bounds. Who tipped it? Did Botkins get a piece of it? Yep,
they did. That's a good call.
Jets possession. 1:21 left, third quarter, 34-20, Botkins. Here is Franklin Monroe inbounding between the circles of Blake Riffle, now to E.B. Fall. He's been thwarted. Botkins has stymied him. He wants to drive, can't do it. As a trio of Trojans collapse on him right away. The weave is on. Blake Riffle streaks down the lane. Stripped on the play by Bogdan. Jets get it back in the hands of Lucas Brenner, who darts to the baseline, meets resistance. Defender for Bogdan's got there late and committed the common foul. The team's fourth here in the period for Bogdan's. 1 minute left, third quarter, 34-20, Bogdan's. Jets ball. Right of the rim, Lucas Brenner will inbound. He peers in, looks below the iron, can't find anybody. Pitches head of the key to Denlinger, not a fall. E.B. Fall, little gun shy, Chuck. He will not shoot it. Bogdan's has kept him out of the paint. Dribble drive, left wing. Lucas Brenner takes it to the hole. Fine. Scooper by Benner of the Jets. 34-20. Bogdan's with 12. 38 seconds to go, third quarter. Bogdan's would love to play for one and score. Top on the arc, half minute left. Top of the circle pitch. Starts a drive, spins in the lane. Little pick and roll with Holzkamp. Good call by the referee. That was a shuffle by Pitts.
There was no reason to attack against that zone with 34 seconds to go.
Yeah, not that early. 19, 18, 17 ticks remaining. Third quarter, E.B. Fall with the ball outside the arc of the left of the Jets. We were down 12. On the weave, Derek Brenner. Brenner to Blake Riffle, 8 to go. High dribble, Riffle down the lane. Flipped up an air ball. Holzkamp's got the board with 3 remaining. He's hacked in backcourt. Foul 4 on Franklin Monroe, which is lucky. That's not number 5.
Yep.
Or the Trojans would have gone to the stripe with 2 seconds remaining, third period.
Well, Bogdan's has the ball to start the fourth quarter, so they just need to don't do anything silly right here.
Good point. Noah Topp will inbound it. He goes in backcourt to Pitts, and that'll do it. Fall crowds him at the timeline. Nearly a foul committed by Fall. That would have been devastating. It would have set the Trojans to the line with the time having expired in the third quarter, which finds Bogdan's on top. 34-22 Trojans on scorersbroadcast.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the 2-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online. BRUCKENSPub.com.
Well, here we go. We start quarter number 4. It is 34-22. Bogdan's is in the lead over Franklin Monroe. Trojans have the ball, forecourt right. Dosik, right corner, Steinke. Triple is good. Steinke from downtown. Woo. 3 balls for Steinke.
Yep, here in the second half.
37-22. Bogdan's, 20 seconds gone here in the fourth quarter. Here's a long 3, tried by Riffle, straight away, no good. E.B. Fall gets the rebound, stick back, yes. 37-24, Bogdan's in the lead, but 13, 7:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Midcourt, Dosik, guarded by Fall, outside the arc, high left to Pitts. Ball bounced down the left side to Top, swung on top to Steinke. 1 minute gone, fourth quarter. Bogdan's up 13. Holding it high overhead, Dosik. Colton Plyman comes out to catch. And Bogdan's is milking the clock and taking precious seconds off of it right now, holding a 13-point advantage. It is Dosik at the timeline. Dosik on the bounce. Puts it on the deck once, twice. Comes near side to Pitts. Pitts against Fall. Pitts into the lane. Pitts on the drive. Left-hander to the rack. No. Rebounded by the Jets. Down the floor, E.B. Fall. He's got a lane, a crease to the basket, stripped by Botkins at the last second. Good play by the Trojans. Inbounding below the rim is E.B. Fall, throws it in. Far right wing, Blake Riffle. Riffle at the elbow on the right. Gives it up on the play to the point guard, Ty Riffle. Jets wasting time. Down 13. 6:08 to play. Straightaway three ball by Franklin Monroe. Way short. Unloaded by Ben Denlinger. Barely grazed iron. Chuck, I received a message saying that there was an echo in our voices online. I just checked with my phone, and we sound very clear. So it could be on the receiving end.
Absolutely.
Somebody's reception, their Wi-Fi, maybe their connection perhaps, but we are sounding fine on our phones here at courtside at Vendalia Butler. 37-24, Botkins, 5:40 left to go in the game. After the errant missed shot by Franklin Monroe, the Trojans kill time. 5.5 left. You hear Phil Groves, head coach of Botkins, barking instructions in the background. Nobody's committed a foul here in the fourth quarter. There's one.
Wow.
As latching on to Dosik was Ben Denlinger. Scoreboard clock reached 5:28 remaining. Noah Topp will inbound the basketball here for Botkins. Topp to throw it in. He looks, gives it down the right side to Pitts. Pitts is squeezed, almost fouled. Got rid of it to Steinke. Botkins not intent on shooting unless it's a gimme point blank layup.
Well, that last foul that they did, and there's one, thank you. Because that last foul was, I didn't understand. He came out and just grabbed him around the waist by midcourt.
Yeah, Dosik just had his pass intercepted. That's because it fell way short. Somebody latched right onto his elbow.
Yep.
Team foul two on Franklin Monroe, which wants to use up three more to send Botkins to the line as the Jets try to lengthen out this game. 37-24, Botkins up 13. Biggest lead was 34-17. Another foul, Steinke racked up by E.B. Fall. Head coach Troy Myers of Franklin Monroe standing out at midcourt.
He's going to try to shorten this game and make him go to the big free throws.
And a timeout is called by head coach Phil Groves. 5:05 to go. Botkins up 13 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Highly regarded with an outstanding reputation, Allen Ball Insurance in Jackson Center has been doing business for over 5 decades after a rather unique beginning. Allen Ball agent Greg Woolley recalled that his grandpa would visit with farmers from Shelby and Logan counties.
And he got to know them all one by one, and he earned their trust and continued business by sharing with them and sitting with them at their house over a cup of coffee and a handshake.
And many cups of coffee later, Allen Ball Insurance took off.
Our dad, he actually joined with my grandpa in 1979, and they moved here into town in Jackson Center, and they grew the business.
And made connections with numerous companies like Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
They share our values, and they have products that are especially designed to help protect clients and their families.
Allen Ball agent Ryan Woolley.
Well, today, Greg and I, we continue to serve clients throughout West Central Ohio and the entire state, for that matter. Customer service still comes first. When possible, we like to go out and meet people face-to-face and still like to do business with a handshake.
Over that warm cup of coffee, so Allen Ball can gain your trust and a complete understanding of all your insurance needs. Allen Ball Insurance, 105 East Pike in Jackson Center at AllenBallInsurance.com. That's AllenBaugh. Let Allen Ball go to work for you.
Yep, here we go. Final 4:50 of this game. Botkins nurses a 13-point spread. Trojans run clock. Dosik into the lane. Hand off Hulskamp. Baseline right. Missed the 10-footer short. Rebounding foul. Botkins. It's common. Franklin Monroe will simply throw it inbounds.
No.
Now we continue to monitor our feed, and it sounds just fine. We got a call from someone who said there was an echo in their reception. It must be at that end point. Here is a loose ball midcourt. Who touched it last? Botkins, Franklin Monroe. Big mistake for the Jets. Who coughed it up?
Gosick and Brenner got all tied up. Both of them hit the ground, and the ball just went out of bounds.
Collin trying to shake it off. He took a spill. Ball thrown up, Eddie Holzkamp, knocked out of bounds. Far side of the floor by Ben Denlinger of Franklin Monroe. 4:27 left in the fourth quarter. Botkin still up 13. We're stuck on that score, 37-24. Ball inbound to Manoah top, and it rolls away from the intended receiver, Dosick. Big-time collision center line as the Jets tackle Dosick. Foul Franklin Monroe, and I tell you what, it's getting chippy. It is getting a little bit chippy. Four fouls on Fall. How many points for him, Chuck?
He's got 6 points.
Wow. He has been stopped cold by Botkins here tonight. Dribbling into the left corner. It's Dosick. There's a double team. Cross court to Stanky. Head coach Phil Groves gets a timeout. 4:14 to go. Botkins up 37-24 on scores. Broadcast.com.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureCom and Minster does it all. SecureCom finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureCom and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureCom in Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureCom, your pros in protection.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Yeah, we just heard from Jeff Bray down in South Carolina, and he says we are coming in loud and clear, no echo. He's loving the outcome so far. Botkins 37, Franklin Monroe 24. Of course, Jeff, a former Shelby Countyan, easy for me to say, Shelby Countyan, lived in Rushi, Sydney area, graduate of Sydney High School. Thanks, Jeff, for tuning in, and he is sending us warm weather next week. We get up to 65 degrees. Thanks to Jeff Bray at Myrtle Beach.
Thank you, Jeff.
Noah Top is fouled as Franklin Monroe did its best to hurry up to get to five team fouls to force Botkins to shoot. Two free throws, Noah Top. First one is long. We've been stuck at 37-24 for a while. Chuck, what was the score at the end of three?
34-22.
That one bounces around and comes off. He missed them both, and it's nudged out of bounds by Botkins. 13-point lead, Trojans. For better than 2 minutes, we've been right there at 37-24 as Franklin Monroe quickly ate up five personal fouls. Dribbling down the right side, Lucas Brenner goes below the basket, and he just simply coughed up the basketball. Tenacious defense by Botkins helped. Here's a pass down the floor to Fitz. He hits the cutter. Dosick to the rim. Brilliant play. The guards for Botkins controlling the action once again tonight. 39-24, Botkins. Ball kicked by the Trojans in the Jets' half court. 3 minutes and a half to go here in the fourth. Botkins up 15. Looks pretty secure now. Botkins shooting two free throws the rest of this way. Lucas Brenner midcourt. Franklin Monroe not in any hurry, unusually.
Now there's a drive down the lane for Brenner, and he goes to the basket, gets a friendly bounce off the iron, and it drops in. Timeout, Troy Myers, head coach of the Jets, on the basket by Lucas Brenner. 39-26, Bodkins lead back down to 13 with 3:24 to go in the game on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's a good idea to get new tires to grip the road firmly before bad weather or bald tires get a grip on you and your driving. M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie always has big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, and more. Within a few miles, M&A offers free pickup. Then we'll deliver your car to your door. Phone 937-295-3971. And talk to Geppy, Jeff Gephardt, at M&A Muffler and Tires, 300 North Main in Fort Loramie, the home of the tire sale you'll never get tired of.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call on Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Mike Holdhouse and his superb technicians are fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. Get rid of those cold spots. Tom and Jerry's can make your home or business feel just the way you want it. Call Mike at 937-295-3243 or set your appointment for true comfort at TomJerry's.com.
Well, Bodkins has the ball in backcourt against the Jets. Pressure speeding up the floor. Dosick zips into the half court, and Bodkins runs the attack. Dosick controls it. Long cross-court heave to Holzkamp. Bodkins in no hurry to shoot. Up to 13, 39, 26. 3 minutes to go in this game. At stake is a berth in the regional championship against Rushi at Wright State University's Nutter Center on Saturday at 4. Marion Local and Anna in the D6 regional title in game 1 and 2. Here's a steal on the play by Franklin Monroe, which hustles down the floor. E.B. falls, spots up, shoots the 3. Missed it way short. Bodkins with the board. Licking out Pitts the other way. Layup is good. Nice game for Pitts of the Trojans.
He's having a nice game there. There's a travel.
There's a walk in the lane by Ty Riffle. Stutter step. Picked up both feet. Didn't dribble. Laid it in anyway. Refs let it go. 41-28 Bodkins. 2:19 left in the game. Bodkins is fouled in the half court. How many points combined now for Dosick and Pitts for the Trojans?
Dosick has 11 and Pitts has 9.
20 between them. They've got 20 of Bodkins' 41. Free throw no atop. Yes. 42-28 Trojans, who are on their way to a third meeting with Rushi. D7 regional title game, 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Wright State's Nutter Center. We're on the air at 1:20 earlier in the day before game 1, the D6 regional championship contest between Anna and Marion Local. That free throw by Top skids off the rim. Rebounded though by Bodkins. Pitch to midcourt to Dosick. Jets have no choice but to foul again. We're down to 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Here comes the double team. Dosick pitches across court for Noah Top as Dosick had to leap to find his man, and he tossed it into the first row. Well, it would take a series of missed free throws by Bodkins and about 4 or 5 made threes from Franklin Monroe to make this very interesting in the final half minute of this game. Franklin Monroe not hustling real hard. Up the floor comes Blake Riffle. Now to E.B. Fall outside the arc on the left. Here comes the double team. Fall throws it cross court. Nearly picked off a Stanky. It's loose. Jets get it back. Comes right to Fall again. Holzkamp all over him. Dosick with the double team foul committed by Bodkins. And that is only number 2 on the Trojans. Ball out of bounds to the Jets. That's a good common foul right there.
Oh, yeah. He's getting ready to make a run down the lane. Just foul him. Make him bring it in again.
Looking to throw in Franklin Monroe. Bounce pass, Lucas Brenner. Baseline left to a teammate. Ball dished below the basket to the cutting Ty Riffle for the layup. Who lost his Trojan defender. Shot's good. Timeout Jets, 42-30. Bodkins 1:36 left in the fourth. Go Trojans on the way to the regional title versus Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com.
The production standard at Francis Manufacturing in Rushi is extremely high, and it's got to be. Francis Manufacturing produces castings for industries nationwide that demand perfection. We create castings that weigh fractions of an ounce all the way up to several hundred pounds. Our highly skilled workforce is able to cast very small orders to large runs of thousands of castings. Established in 1946, Francis Manufacturing is one of the nation's very best aluminum sand casting suppliers. Francis Manufacturing in Rushi, proud to support high school sports and the efforts of scoresbroadcast.com.
The Bodkins Trojans have not put this game in the books yet, but the black and gold are well on their way to a regional championship berth against Rushi. 4 p.m. tip time Saturday afternoon at Wright State's Nutter Center. Here comes Bodkins up the floor with 90 seconds to go in the game. 12-point lead, Bodkins. Here's a pass, top of the circle, dealt down inside to Monin. As they spread the offense, Monin passed up a wide-open gimme, and Bodkins runs more clock. Ball thrown to midcourt to Dosik, down the left side to Steinke. 1-12, 1-11, 1-10 to go. 42-30, Bodkins. Cross-court pass for Pitts. Pitts alongside Monin, foul E.B. Fall, who motions with five digits. I think I'm out of the game. E.B. Fall, who excelled against Fort Loramie, did a tremendous job against the Redskins. Had, I think, 20 in the second half against Fort Loramie. He's had six for the entire game here tonight.
Had four in the first quarter, two the rest of the game.
And we mentioned in the pregame that was a key. Bodkins did a terrific job spying on Fall, shadowed him with a second man, made him give it up, and he was a non-factor.
He was, and he's such a good athlete. It's tough for him to go out this way. But
Bodkins' defense took him right out of this game. Ty Riffle, a senior for the Jets. Tyson Miller, a senior. Eric Brenner, a senior. Other seniors include Trey Wilson and E.B. Fall. They are the 12th graders for the Franklin Monroe Jets, who entered this game here tonight with an outstanding record on the season of 21-4, number four seed. 43-30, Bodkins cashes in, one of two at the stripe. One of two for Pitts there at the free throw line. Here's a long three straight away by Franklin Monroe. Shy of the mark, no good. Brant Philbrin couldn't get it to go. Franklin Monroe has been troubled more by the background and long-range shooting here than Bodkins tonight, Chuck. Trojans really have shot it fairly well.
Yeah, Stanky had a really good second half. He had three threes. He had a terrific game. Dosik had a great first half. They just different people do it for Bodkins, and that's why they're such a good team.
And you're right. Everybody seems to step up at the right moment. Free throw good by Pitts. Double-digit game for him, 44-30 in favor of Bodkins. 46 ticks on the clock. The left-hander Eli Pitts nails another. 45-30. 40 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. Thanks so much to LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. Hey, we would not be on the air here today bringing you these regional semifinals from Vandalia Butler had it not been for LaCal Equipment way back in 2006 and 7. LaCal got us going. LaCal has been a continuing sponsor ever since. Gratitude to LaCal. Thanks so much, LaCal Equipment and Jackson Center, which came to Shelby County from L.A., California back in 1983. That's the name LaCal. 29 seconds to go. Deep three, left corner. Franklin Monroe, no good. Rebound stick back. Put up there by Brant Philbrin. Hit bounced off the iron. Here comes Bodkins with the rebound. Down the floor, Steinke. And he's ruled to have lowered a shoulder into a Jets player. And the Franklin Monroe man is down. Stoppage in the game, 17.5 left. Botkins up 45-30. A&M Palette, Rangeline Road in Rushi. Serves 200 businesses across the Buckeye State, including 60 less than 75 miles away. A&M Palette, pleased to promote pride in our communities, which offer a great place to live, work, receive an education, and raise families. And if you're looking for work, A&M Palette has entry-level positions available on shift number one, Monday through Thursday, 6 a.m. to 4 p.m. Message us on Facebook or call 937-295-3990. 295-3093, A&M Palette, A&M, affordably manufactured in Rushi. Are you dreaming of owning a home in Ohio? Well, with F&M's Ohio Home Buyer Plus Savings Account, that dream is closer than you think. Save money at the incredible 7.5% interest rate designed to help hard-working Ohioans. The F&M Bank Home Buyer Account makes saving for your future easier than ever before. Visit your local F&M Bank location in Sydney, Anna, Jackson Center, or Urbana. Ask about the Home Buyer Plus Savings Account. Ohioans, your dream home awaits. Visit fmbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, terms and conditions apply. fmbank.com. Franklin Monroe player was knocked to the ground in that action a minute to 2 minutes ago.
Philbin got a technical during that. He said something about it. So Caney's going to go to the line and shoot a couple of free throws.
So the Franklin Monroe player voiced disapproval that the officials did not like.
He said something the officials didn't care for.
And a Jets player in a white jersey, we think it was Philbin, he got teed up. Foul line for Botkins is Corey Koenig, 5'10 senior, misfires a number one, makes number two. Corey Koenig with a big smile on his face, 46-30 in favor of Botkins. That's 1 point short of the biggest lead in this game. That was a 34-17. The player got the technical was Brant Philbin, 6'1 junior for the Jets. And Botkins dribbles away the final 10 seconds of this game. Memphis Meyer at midcourt on the bounce. He's being guarded loosely by Maddox Skidmore and Franklin Monroe. And that will do it. Phil Groves and Troy Myers, the two head coaches, will shake hands. Here come both clubs to the timeline. That's it. Botkins wins easily over Franklin Monroe by a final score of 46-30. The Trojans defense set the tone. E.B. Fall, a non-factor. He was taken right out of the game. E.B. Fall had in excess of 20 against the Fort Laramie Redskins in the district. The 13-point score per contest on the year was checked at 6 tonight. And Botkins guards were outstanding. Dosik and Pitts, the senior and sophomore, were splendid, and Botkins wins going away with 16. Not much of a challenge from the Jets in the second half. Botkins set to play Rushi now. 4 o'clock tip time on Saturday at the Rice State University Nutter Center. 4 p.m. tip. We're on the air early on at 1:20 for Marion Local Anna in a D6 regional championship game. Join us then for those two contests. We'll return with more after these commercial messages. Botkins 46, Franklin Monroe 30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillAndTangemanFH.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy. Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Welcome back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It is quieted down. Botkins finishes off Franklin Monroe 46-30. A marvelous performance by the Trojans. What a game plan. Halting E.B. Fall. He did not make his mark on the Trojans like he did Fort Loramie in the district, Chuck.
So he ended up with six. He had four in the first half. Never had a chance to really get on track. They had a great game plan for him. Yeah, he got the ball to some people who got some threes. He also got the ball to some people who missed some threes. But they did a good job of taking him out of the game. Great game plan by Coach Grove.
Oh, it sure was, and Botkin's guards were excellent. Botkin's balance is becoming pretty difficult to stop. And as we have said a couple times over the course of the season, if there's anybody on the Rushi schedule this year that could give the Raiders maybe somewhat of a challenge, it's Botkin's, which didn't go away till late third quarter, early fourth in the first meeting at Rushi. And then Botkin's was a stubborn out in that second matchup at the Botkin's gym. I think the final difference in that game was 11 before Rushi put Botkin's away. The two teams reunite third time this year on Saturday at 4 at stake of berth in the state Final Four tournament.
Well, hey, I'm looking forward to it. I mean, when you get the third time with two Shelby County teams playing in a regional final, doesn't get much better than that.
So many thanks here on Scores Broadcast to O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. We are in big demand at O'Reilly. We serve Ohio, parts of Indiana, Michigan, and the Midwestern U.S. We will grind your first 10 tools free of charge. O'Reilly Machine Tool Services in Rushi. Always accepting applications in person at 560 East Main in Rushi for experienced machinists and other entry-level positions. Contact us online, OReillyMTS.com. That's OReillyMTS.com, O'Reilly Machine Tool Services. Pleased to take part in the coverage of high school sports on scoresbroadcast.com. Chuck, our stars of this game, who might they be?
Well, take a look at the scoring for Franklin Monroe. They were led by Eric Brenner with 9, and then they got 6 out of Fall and 6 out of Riffle. Only 30 for the game. You're not going to win too many high school basketball games scoring 30 points. On the other side, 12 for Pitts, 11 for Dosick, 9 for Stanky. I'm going to go with Eric Brenner for the Jets. On the other side, I'm going to go with James Stanky. those three threes that he hit, but boy, he played some outstanding defense, pulled some rebounds. Oh, he had a really, really good game.
Oh, he sure did. And that's that balance we speak about when it comes to Botkins. A lot of scores emerging for this dangerous club. This segment of our broadcast brought to you by Clancy's Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
From expert design and installation to outstanding customer service to top-of-the-line flooring products, Borchers Family Floor in Fort Laramie offers an awesome full-service flooring experience to each of my clients.
That was Betsy Wendell highlighting Borchers Family Floor Center. Betsy's a residential architect and designer at Heitkamp, a custom home builder west of Minster.
Here at Heitkamp Developers, we send right to Borchers Family Floor Center a lot of our customers who are remodeling or building new homes.
Borchers provides professional design assistance to help you choose your living spaces, colors, flooring, and the look and feel you will absolutely love. Thinking about walk-in showers, countertops, and cabinets, Borchers is more than just floor. Under new ownership since 2017, Borchers Family Floor Center has maintained great growth.
The customers at Borchers become the store's biggest fans. They spread the word among friends and family.
We welcome you to our showroom at 400 South Main in Fort Loramie. Just call to set up a visit. 937-295-3233.
They are so well respected in the flooring industry.
Borchers Family Floor Center. High quality you can stand on.
And I am Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back to the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center. It's post-game time, and we are going to talk with James Steinke, Botkins Trojans, three big threes tonight. Before I ask you about those triples, as your teammates gather around and try to make you laugh during this interview, James, tell me all about the game plan defensively. Boy, you put the clamps on E.B. Fall. What a program your coaching staff prepared, and you players carried it out.
So our defensive plan was trying to shut E.B. down, and because he's a really good driver, we had to shut him down. He's one of the main scorers, and I thought if we shut him down, that would be the difference in the game.
Hey, there were at times two, maybe even three, shading him. You had a hand in that. He scored in excess of 20 against Fort Loramie, 6 points tonight for Fall. A job really well done.
Thank you.
Hey, your three-pointers, man alive. The opposition should know better by now, this late in the season. Don't let Steinke open from one corner or the other. You were spot on. How did you learn to shoot like that?
This is a lot of practice in the gym. I mean, I practice those shots every day. And, I mean, it's really just about confidence, really.
Is there someone you model your game after? Is there a shooter at the college level or NBA that's currently playing or someone in the past that you have mimicked?
I don't think I really have a person to compare to. I just kind of go out and play my game.
Hey, this is an extremely well-rounded club. Might not have been way back in November or December, but, man, the balance on this team is super. Anybody can get a dozen on any given night, and, boy, your guards really control the show. They help set you up. Do you ever take Dosik and Pitts out to dinner?
I would.
How about Colton Plyman?
Yeah.
Oh, the big man in the middle takes up space, uses his body extremely well,
yeah.
And he gets some valuable points and rebounds.
He really does.
Hey, tell me about Noah Topp, a senior. Noah and Colin and the third young man who's been around for a long time, Colton Plyman, those three saw the club win the state title. They were eighth graders. The next year, they saw the club go to the regional. The senior leadership has been aware that it's a grind. It is a big-time grind the entire year into the tournament. I think you and others on the team have benefited from that experience, knowing that it's a 25 to 30-game season.
Yeah. I think all of our seniors really help out a lot. Yep. Colin bringing the ball up really helps us out, just spreading the offense around. Pitts is a really, really good driver. And then Tato, he just controls the paint, really. He's our best rebounder. Top's really good at driving. He's one of our best drivers. He's really good at shooting also.
Hey, straighten me out. How many left-handers on this team? I know you and Pitts. Are there others? I asked you a challenging question.
Yeah, it's very challenging.
Well, I reckon.
Oh, we got Noah Miller.
Okay.
We got a lot of lefties on JV.
Okay. Well, another four or five more coming up.
Yeah.
Additional Southpaws on the way. James Steinke, congrats. Job
Thank
well
you.
Done by the coaching staff. You tonight with three threes. And your teammates for Botkins is on to a regional championship in D7 Boys on Saturday at 4. Third time a charm against Rushi. What do you think?
I think it's a great, great opportunity. It'll be really exciting to play at Wright State first time.
Well said. James, thanks a lot.
Thank
Botkins
you.
Trojans victorious 46-30 here tonight in this regional semifinal at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center over Franklin Monroe. Really, it was pretty easy. 8-6 lead by the Jets after one, then a 10-6 lead early on in the second, and then Botkins took off. Biggest lead was 34-17. Final difference winds up being 16-46-30. We'll return after a short break, and then we'll wrap it up from here at Vandalia Butler in a few on scoresbroadcast.com. James,
hey,
thanks so
golfers.
Much.
Thank you. Our good friends at Shelby Oaks Golf Club, Rod and Nate Fridley, want you to know they have a new golf professional working with them. John Brading, the former assistant golf professional at the OSU Scarlet Course, is our head golf professional at Shelby Oaks. Nate Fridley is now the teaching pro, and Rob is the general manager. Our unique and beautiful 27-hole Shelby Oaks course in Sydney offers rolling fairways, lush greens, and a variety of hazards. You will be challenged. And don't forget, you can play your best golf by using our custom-fitted Ping golf clubs. Shelby Oaks is the Ping Power Fitter of the Year 3 years in a row. Nate, John, and Rob can custom-fit every club in your bag, from drivers to putters, and every club in between. And Shelby Oaks sells Ping golf equipment that benefits from the latest TrackMan technology. The guys on the PGA Tour use the same technology. TrackMan can unleash your potential and make practicing or playing golf a more rewarding experience. To schedule a Ping fitting and to learn more about TrackMan, call 937-492-2883. And ask for Rob or Nate. Start swinging and hitting with a Ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks.
Oh, before we close it out here at the Vandalia Butler Student Activity Center, I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. A chance to chat very briefly with Colin Dosick. 11 points, too many assists to count for. Great job, Colin. Fine floor game. You and others crowded EB Fall all night long and made it tough for him to get openings to get shots.
Yeah, you stop him from getting downhill, and that's really put the shot in their offense. If he's getting downhill and kicking the shooters, that's what makes him run, and we did a great job of stopping him.
Oh, I like that language. If he's getting downhill and kicking it to shooters, that makes Franklin Monroe pretty tough, and you slowed that down tonight.
Good foul shooting. Didn't think the background bothered you too much as a team. Might have affected Franklin Monroe a little bit more. Fine team effort. This club has really gotten better as an entire unit and roster over the course of the season. You're playing your best basketball right now. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, that's what we always work for. You don't want to plateau too early in the season. So we got a lot of young guys that first time playing varsity, so it really helps getting more experience.
Another shot at the Rushi Raiders coming up on Saturday afternoon at 4.
Yep.
Colin Dosick with us here in the postgame. Thanks, Colin, so much.
Thank you.
And previously we chatted with James Steinke. He was our Clancy star of this game. He nailed 3 threes in the contest. We're on the air once again on Friday night from Elida, airtime about 5:20. Columbus Grove and Minster in a D6 girls regional semifinal. My mistake, a D6 girls state semifinal. And then following that, tip off at 8:30, Fort Loramie, Ottoville, and a D7 girls state semifinal. And then don't forget on Saturday afternoon, again, 1:20, Marion Local, Anna, tip off at 2. That followed up by Bodkins, Rushi. At stake, a berth in the state Final Four on Saturday afternoon, a D6 regional championship and a D7 regional final. Thanks so much to our online listeners. I saw a text from Christian Netcast back in the second quarter of this game. We had about 3,800 IP addresses joined. Thanks to our online listeners. Thanks to Chuck alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer for the Bodkins Trojans bidding you a good night from here at Vandalia Butler as the Trojans defeat Franklin Monroe easily. 46-30 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these many anchor sponsors. LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. We've been online covering high school sports for 20 years with LaCow Equipment leading the way. Shelby Oaks Golf Club in Sydney. Rob and Nate Fridley are the ping custom fitting experts. Start swinging and hitting with a ping custom fitting from Shelby Oaks. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on Route 25A. Barker Insurance, one of the region's most highly regarded insurance agencies, and that's for sure. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. The weekday breakfast bar is back at many locations, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Borchers Family Floor Center in Fort Loramie, one of the most popular floor centers for miles around. High quality you can stand on. And Borchers Family Floor is more than just floor. The Palazzo in Bodkins. For 20 years, people have enjoyed the Palazzo for wedding ceremonies and receptions and many other special events. We're the perfect party place. Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Dickman. Hundreds of brands. 4 locations. 1 solution. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriotts and Holiday Inns for the hospitality industry. Dave Nagel Excavating. Just west of Sydney on Route 47. The site contractor for school expansion projects at Rushi for Sales and Tri-Village. Dave Nagel is shaping the earth to meet your needs. SecureCom in Minster. SecureCom. Online at SecureCom.com. We're the pros in protection. And the 17-year Fort Loramie sponsors. M&A Muffler and Tires. Dyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. This is Scores Broadcast. com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, the Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on ScoresBroadcast.com.